Lord God, source of all light, you led the Magi to the Christ child by the guidance of a star. We ask now that by the power of your Holy Spirit, the day star would rise in our hearts as we look into your word. Open our ears to hear what you are saying to your church. Open our minds to understand the mystery of your love for all people. And most of all, open our wills that we might not only admire the light from a distance, but be transformed by it. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Family. Just imagine with me that you are at a private, high-stakes royal gala. All the important people are there, like the politicians, the local leaders, the insiders. Suddenly, the doors swing open, and in walk three strangers from a completely different culture, wearing strange clothes and speaking a different language. They were not on the guest list. Yet, they are the only ones who truly understand the reason for the party. This is the scandal of the Magi. They were the ultimate outsiders, astrologers from a foreign land. While the religious experts in Jerusalem were sleeping, these outsiders were traveling. They remind us today that God's light often shines in places we are not looking and invites people we might have excluded. The season of Epiphany is often called the manifestation of the Lord. It is the moment the secret of the manger becomes the light of the world. In the scriptures for today, that Jen already read for us, we see a powerful movement from darkness to light and from isolation to a global community. In the first reading, Isaiah writes to a people who knew what it felt like to live in thick darkness. They were weary and felt forgotten by God to keep energy moving. But the prophet issues a command. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Notice that the light does not come from the people themselves. It dawns upon them. This is the glory of the Lord. Isaiah sees a world where nations are drawn to this light. It is not just about a spiritual enlightenment. It is a physical homecoming. Wealth, camels, gold, and incense from Midian and Sheba are brought to proclaim the praise of the Lord. And here, the message is crystal clear. When God's light shines on us, we become a beacon of light for others. If Isaiah provides the vision, the psalmist provides the moral compass. This psalm is a prayer for a king, the ultimate king. The king's primary job is not to build monuments, but to defend the cause of the poor and deliver the needy. Echoing Isaiah, the psalmist speaks of kings bringing tribute. The reason this king is honored is because he delivers the needy when they call. My siblings in Christ, Epiphany reminds us that God's glory is inseparable from God's justice. And in today's gospel, we see the vision and prayer of these Old Testament readings coming to life. The Magi represent a restless search for truth. They were outsiders, Gentiles from the east, yet they noticed the light, while those closest to the temple missed it. Here we can see two different responses to the light. Herod responds with fear and a desire to control. He sees the light as a threat to his own power. The Magi respond with overwhelming joy. They fall on their knees and offer their treasures. And after encountering the Christ child, the Magi are warned in a dream and return by another way. Please remember that, another way. This is the essence of Epiphany. You cannot encounter the light of Christ and remain on the same old path. My question to you this morning is, what star are you following? My siblings in Christ, we live in a world that often feels like the thick darkness. Isaiah described the world as divided, weary, and cynical. But the promise of this text is that the light has already entered the world. Like the Magi, we must be attentive to where God is moving, even if it is outside our comfort zone or our territory. Whether it is gold, frankincense, or simply our time and compassion, we are called to lay our gifts at the feet of the King who cares for the poor. And let me tell you something else. We often focus on the gold, frankincense, and myrrh the Magi brought as the best they had to offer. But perhaps their greatest gift was their willingness to be led. They were wise, wealthy, and powerful, yet they were willing to kneel in the dirt of a common house before a child who had nothing. There is a legend that when the Magi arrived, they saw many people bringing impressive gifts. But there was one person who had nothing to give but their own broken heart. It is said that Christ reached out for the nothing just as eagerly as he reached for the gold. As we live today, remember, you do not need to have your life perfectly packaged to come to the King. The Magi found him because they were looking. They honored him because they were humble. Whatever way you take home today, take the Christ light with you, knowing that your greatest gift is simply your presence, your whole being, and your heart. My brother, my sister, sometimes those outside our churches, like artists, refugees, immigrants, or children, notice the beauty of God's light before those who assume they already know where to look. The light has come. So arise, shine, and may the world see in you the reflection of God's love, of God's radiant love. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and radiant God, we thank you for the light of your word that has shone upon us today. We thank you for the reminder that no darkness is too thick for your glory to penetrate, and no person is too far off to be drawn into your grace. Lord, do not let this word stay within these walls as we leave this place. May we carry the vision of Isaiah, seeing the potential for your glory in every neighbor we meet. May we carry the heart of the psalmist, seeking justice for the poor and help for the needy in our own community. And may we carry the courage of the Magi, willing to change our direction and follow your lead, wherever it may take us. Seal this truth in our hearts by your Spirit, that our lights might become the epiphany the world so desperately needs to see. We go now in the light.